Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, mighty, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Mighty Lord. Mighty Yeshua. Mighty, mighty Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, mighty Jesus. Praise you, mighty Yeshua. So, thank you, Brother Strada. Shalom. Shalom, my brother and sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, brother in Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Sister Beatrice, shalom. Brother Rose, Sister Lord Servant, Sister Rieta. Shalom to each and one of you. Thank you, Lord. We are thanking God for the opportunity that we're here. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Through the blood of the shed on Calvary, through the cross, mighty Jesus, through your promise, protection, we pray you help this family, Lord, through this hard and difficult time, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord. Give them strength and courage, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Amen. I have an important message to share tonight from the Lord. Jesus has spoken to me this week, my brother and sister, and I've been praying, hallelujah, asking the Lord to help me to give out his message tonight for those that are here and for those that will listen to it later on. I'm sure I will replay this message because, hallelujah, there is a calling from the Lord to us, hallelujah, this week. A special calling, a special request. The Lord told me to tell his people, his family, the family, to fast this coming week. We just enter into the month of August, August 1st. From August 2nd, the Lord wants the family to begin to fast together. My brother and sister, Jesus says, Jesus, show me, hallelujah, type of family in the church, which I'm going to share tonight, my brother and sister. Before I do, I want to go into the word of the Lord, and then I'll share with more detail what the Lord has told me to say to the family of his family to begin to fast starting tomorrow. It is an important fast. The family to fast and pray together starting tomorrow. Something is coming from the Lord. Things are going to happen. Things are going to change. And the Lord wants us to be ready for it. My brother and sister, this is an important calling I'm putting out there tonight. Jesus has spoken to me with an audible and clear voice to bring this message tonight to his people. My brother and sister, praise your Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. So let me go into the Word of God and let me share, hallelujah, the testimony, true testimony in the Word, when the children of Israel find themselves in a really difficult situation, 2 Chronicles 20, where they have to fast and call upon the Lord. And that time is here. My brother and sister, in which we need to fast and pray and call upon the Lord. My family and I, we have received the call from the Lord. We're saying amen. I already said it in Spanish. Now it's time to call the brothers and sisters across the world, across the United States, and across the nation to go into fasting with Jesus starting tomorrow, August 2nd of 21. It is important. It is important that you begin to do this fasting with your family and pray. Do as much as you can, my brother and sister. Amen. This fasting is important. And I will give you a few reasons why, but the main reason why Jesus showed me is important, this fasting, my brother and sister. Praise your Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So let me go into the word and share the testimony in 2 Chronicles 20. The Bible said that Jehoshua feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah, my brother and sister. Look what the king of Israel did, my brother and sister. He, hallelujah, set himself. He set his heart. He set his mind. He set everything that he had or that he know to proclaim this fast before the Lord, my brother and sister. And he made this proclamation, the Bible said, throughout all Judah, all the land, my brother and sister. This fasting was for everyone to come in into, a corporate fasting, a must-do fasting, a must-require fasting. This is the fasting that the king of Judah just made a proclamation throughout all Judah, my brother and sister. It was important, and you'll see why it was important. My brother and sister, United States in the world are finding themselves in a difficult time in regard to the virus and the vaccine, my brother and sister. Shalom, Brother David and Sister Luna. Really difficult time the world finding itself now. And my brother and sister, we need to fast and pray as family, Jesus says to me this week, as family, to make this call for people to fast and pray as family. That means you tell your family that they need to fast and pray, that the Lord is calling, making this call, as the king of Judah just did for all the people of the land, my brother and sister, of Judah, where he was king, for everyone to fast, okay? Everyone to fast. And Judah gathered himself together to ask help of the Lord. Even all, out of all the city of Judah that came to seek the Lord, when there's a call from the Lord for people to fast, they must be obedient. Obedient, because there are consequences in disobedience. This victory was for everyone to enjoy. And the Lord is giving his church a victory, my brother and sister, in the days to come. So this fasting the Lord is asking us to do starting tomorrow, everyone across the world, across the nation, across the United States, need to go into fasting as family. It's what the Lord told me to tell his people, to do this fasting as family together. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Verse 5. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah in Jerusalem and the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our Father, art now thou God in heaven and rule that thou over all the kingdom of the heathen, and thy hand is There is no power in mind, so none is able to withstand thee. He's proclaiming God's power, my brother and sister, in prayer. Verse 7, art now thou art God, who did drive out the inhabitants of the land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever. Thank you, Jesus. See the sincere heart prayer of this man before God. My brother and sister, God has given them the victory. The children of Israel at this moment needed a victory from God. And they had gathered together with their king to call upon God for help, the Bible says. My brother and sister, fasting. They're doing this fasting. Praise you, Lord. Verse 8. And they dwell therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us as the sword of the judgment, of pestilence, of famine, we stand before this house in thy presence, for thy name is in thy house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Remember the beginning of the purpose of this prayer, for God to help them. My brother and sister, this is why they're doing this fasting and prayer, to call upon God to help them. And the king in prayer is saying to God, even when evil will come upon us as the sword of judgment or pestilence or famine, the United States and the world is facing these things. The sword of judgment, pestilence, famine. We stand before this house in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, that thou wilt hear and help, the king says. Praise you, mighty God. We need to come with the same attitude of gratitude to humble ourselves before him, before God, as a nation, as his people, asking God to help us in these days to come. Because Jesus showed me he will do that if we do that. He will help us. He will open the windows of heaven and pour out his blessing for his people. Because the world is going into judgment, but his people can go into blessing, my brothers and sisters. His people can be blessed during the famine, during the judgment that this world is entering and in, my brothers and sisters. I shared last year that only until the month of July I saw when Jesus showed me of this year. Beyond that, nothing after that. I knew there were things coming, but I did not know. Famine, the sword of judgment, pestilence and famine are coming, my brother and sister, to the land and the world, like they cannot even imagine. It's close. It's within days. You can hear the prophet speaking from God. It is close within days. We must enter with the Lord, as Jesus told me to tell his people, into fasting, as family. We must cry out to the Lord for help. He is the only one that can help us during this time. My brother and sister, the only one that can deliver us during this time. He said he would, because he's faithful. So we must depend on him for it. Thank you, Jesus. Say, must of important. Hallelujah. Verse 10. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt. But they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say how their reward is by coming to cast out of thy possession which thou hast given unto inherit. And our God, will thou not judge them? For we have not mine against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes is upon thee. Our eye needs to be on Jesus, needs to be on the Lord in these days, and not wait unto the judgment and famine into the land for us to cry out to God. Jesus told me this week to tell his people, to tell the family, the people, to begin to fast starting tomorrow, the second, as family, my brother and sister, pray and fast. Shalom, Sister Consuelo. Together, you must inform your family, my brother and sister, of this. Because the Bible said if you see the sword coming and you don't want the people, their blood will be on you, God says to the prophet. I don't want nobody's blood to be on me. I am giving out the warning that famine, sword and famine are coming, and the Lord wants to bless us through it. Okay? Deliver us. We need his help. And he wants us to go into prayer, fasting and prayer. As family, he says to me. I'm referring back the message to you. Together, as family. Each family needs to come before the Lord in fasting and prayer starting tomorrow. You need to tell your family, okay? Don't have the blood of anyone in your hand. You tell your family, even though you think, well, they're not going to listen, they're not going to do it, you still need to let them know, okay? You need to let them know. It's important. My brother and sister, the fasting begins tomorrow for everyone before the Lord. My brother and sister, and you need to tell your family, your immediate family, to begin to fast and pray with you starting tomorrow before the Lord. Okay? How many days, I don't know exactly. For how many weeks, I don't know. Go into fasting and prayer with the Lord. What the Lord showed me is this. My brother and sister, he showed me three families. One lukewarm, the other one cold, and the other one hot. The Cole family was doing nothing, did nothing, okay? And they go through the worst, complaining. The lukewarm family murmurs and so much more. But the one that got hot, that was repenting and fasting as he was showing me, they was the one being blessed and the one being kept, okay? Through this difficult time. He's going to bless, open the windows of heaven, hallelujah, and give God's people the promise he has made us over the years during this time. This is the time where we are going to see provision from the Lord, from God. But we must be active, repenting, fasting, and seeking the Lord, committing our life to him. This is important. Tell your wife, tell your husband, tell your immediate family to begin this fast tomorrow. My brother and sister, I don't know how close the judgment is, but it's close. It is close. And you do not want to wait, not fasting, repenting, and seeking the Lord, for the judgment comes, because we don't know how great it's going to be. According to the dreams and vision we have, we've seen a lot of families starving to death with no food and nothing over the years that this was coming. And this famine, these 7 years famine that the world's entering in, is so close now, my brother and sister. And God wants to deliver us from it as he delivered Joseph and his family. He delivered Joseph and his family from the famine in Egypt. Every other nation had no food to eat and has to go to Egypt to buy food because there was only grain in Egypt. There was only food in Egypt for people to eat. My brother and sister, nobody else prepared. Nobody else had a Joseph in the land. a watchman on the wall telling them that this was coming. My brother and sister, to prepare. Prepare before it came. My brother and sister, even if people won't listen to you, your family, tell them. Because they will be the first one coming to you for food, for help. Okay? They will be the first one crying to you how hard it is, how difficult it is, how they cannot afford anything, how there's no food, how there's no life, because God will provide to you. This is why this calling of the Lord shocked me in such a way. But at the same time, I know what he's doing. He's getting us, he's getting our lives ready before it enters into the land, before it comes and find ourselves. This will be worldwide. Okay? Worldwide. My brother and sister, this people in France and Germany and Spain, anywhere right now in Canada that are listening to us need also to prepare. Some of the prophets, the Lord are telling them, like Sister Barbara, tell them to prepare with food supply, emergency food supply. Yes. Yes. Even Sister Marianne just put out a message today that the Lord had told her for people to prepare with emergency food supply. Someone sent me the link. God is warning people. It's telling people, hallelujah. Those that will fast with the Lord and pray and seek him and repent, he will have provision for them. Provision is the word he will have for you and your family from the Lord. Nothing better than that, my brother and sister. To have the Lord help us. Verse 13. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, there were babies there, their wives, and their children. Let me post the link in the chat so you see. And I'm making none of this up. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Then upon Jezreel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Ananiah, the son of Jair, the son of Matthias, Levi, the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Did they have the Spirit of the Lord in them? Yes, they did. Yes, they had the Holy Spirit in them. They were still in the midst of all this trouble. But the Lord, because of the cry, the fasting and cry, hallelujah, was about to deliver them. And he said, hearken ye, O Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the king Hoshea, thou sayest the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. That's it. This is it. You see why he wants to deliver us? Because the battle is his. He is the one who supplies. He is the one who takes care of us and our family. That's why he's calling the family to fasting, starting tomorrow. This must be a serious fast with the Lord. As much as you can, ask the Lord to give you the strength to take away hunger from you in this fasting. Before you present the fasting tonight, begin to ask the Lord, Lord, take away my hunger. I don't want to be hungry while I'm fasting, Lord. Do as much as you can. Commit yourself to the Lord and your family. And this fasting is important. Tell your children to fast as much as they can. Put your animal to fast, your cat, your dog, your bird. Put them to fast in this fasting. I'm doing that with my animals, with my chickens, with everything. Put your animal to fasting. In Jonah's time, when God called them to Jonah to fast, they put all the animal, including the baby, to fast. Put everyone in your household to fast, your animal, your bird, your donkey, your horse. Put them to fast. This is important. When God makes a call like this, it's important. Hallelujah. Even if they fast for a few hours, it's fine. You need to put them to fast. Even 1 hour fast for your children, your baby, put them to fast. They did it in the times, hallelujah, of Jonah, Nineveh, and God received the fasting. God will receive from your babe even an hour of fasting. Put him to fast. Present them in the fast and say, Lord, here's my child for the fasting. Present your bird, your cat, your animal, your household. He wants all the family. Is your bird, your animal considered part of the family? Put them in the fast. If you say yes to it, if your dog is part of the family, put it to fast. Put them to fast, the whole family, and plan this for the whole week. Whole week. My brother and sister, Praise you, Lord. Verse 16, tomorrow, when ye go down against them, behold, they come out by the cliff of the cliff. Ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jezreel. You should not need to fight in the battle. Yes, set yourself. You don't need to fight. You don't need to fight. But you set yourself. Stand ye still. See the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah of Jerusalem, fear not. Nor be dismayed tomorrow. Go out against them. For the Lord will be with you. You see? It's when you set yourself, you're being obedient. When the Lord tells you to do something and you begin to say your animals, say your children, say your wife, say everything to do it, that means you're being obedient to the Lord. The Lord sees your heart, what you're doing, what your children can do. My brother and sister, and that's part of the blessing of the Lord over your family, your household. He'll take care of you and your children. My brother and sister, this is a time when you want to see the provision of the Lord, because something big is coming. Something big is coming. And this is why he's saying this. He's preparing us for it. Okay? My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 18. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. See, the king was obedient. Let's do this. Let's bow ourselves. Hallelujah. Even if your family are not, say, tell them. Let them know. It's up to them. Okay? It's up to them. You did your part. Always expect the Lord to do something. Even if they're not believers, they don't believe. Just tell them, let them know. My brother and sister, it's important. When something is important, it's important. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 19. And the Levites and the children of the Canaanite and the children of the Kerahite stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And it was early in the morning, went forth into the wilderness, Tokia, as they went forth, as Josiah stood and said, hear me, O Judah, she inhabiting of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established, believe his prophet, and ye shall be prospered. This is one of the blessings that people are missing. And it is believing the word of God through the prophet. When you believe the prophet, the word said, believe the prophet and you, ye prosper. You will prosper when you believe the prophet. When you receive the word, when you believe it, you will prosper. God wants to prosper you in a time. This is what the Lord showed me. He showed me him opening the windows of heaven over his people during this time. And the provision of the Lord was coming upon them. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, this is important, that we have provision of the Lord during the famine that is coming, during the lack, during the economy falling. Whatever is coming, it's going to cause a worldwide famine. Lack of food, lack of everything. When God said to his prophet, will you restore emergency food supply? That means there's no food. There will not be food available for the world. But God will provide for his children during this time. It's important that we obey. It's important, hallelujah, that we listen before it comes. Thank you, Jesus. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed a singer unto the Lord who should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out from before the army to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set up an ambush against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Amon Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were smitten. God took vengeance upon them, my brother and sister. These people thought that the children of Israel were like sitting chicken or sitting duck. I said chicken, duck. That they were easy prey and that they were going to get them. Okay? They were going to get them easy. And then they found out they did not have no idea that the Lord was going to fight for them. Because people had no idea. Sitting dark, oh, we got them. This is easy battle. Okay, we got them. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, in order to sign, God smitten them. And then, like, they didn't know what hit them. God took them out of the way quickly. And the children of Israel, all they can do is praise God. And so in obedience, God fight for us. For those that are joining us tonight, we are live tonight. I'm giving a word from Jesus this week, and he told me to tell his people to fast this week starting tomorrow Monday. The Lord wants the family to begin a fasting tomorrow. My brother and sister, hallelujah, he wants to deliver us from something. He wants committed fasting starting tomorrow. As family, my brother and sister, tell the family to fast together during this fasting. Hallelujah. Something major is coming. Hallelujah. He didn't tell me when or what specifically, my brother and sister. But the Lord wants to bless us and deliver us from this that is coming. Hallelujah. Tomorrow, August the 2nd, the Lord wants us to begin this fasting. Hallelujah. He didn't tell me how many days or week. He says we need to begin to fast, pray and fast. Fast, emphasize on fasting, my brother and sister. And he said we will receive God's blessing through this fasting. Hallelujah. We need to continue to fast and fast and fast until he says, hallelujah. I don't know exactly what is coming. Hallelujah. We're not even talking about famine and judgment. He's been saying for people to store up an emergency food supply. Something major is coming, and it's close, and God wants us to be ready for him to keep us and bless us during this time, for him to provide whatever food we need, whatever emergency supply we need, God wants to provide it to us as he promised us. This fasting is a massive importance. It is not to be taken light. It is not to be ignored. Jesus spoke to me. He came to me with an audible voice and told me to tell you this. Hallelujah. 2 mornings ago. This is very important to Jesus. Very important to God. It must be important to us. You can check with the Lord. You can check with Jesus. You can ask him about this fasting. You can ask him what is coming, what's going to happen. He knows what's coming. He knows what's going to happen. He wants us to be ready. He wants to deliver us, and he wants to keep us. My brother and sister, it's very important that we be obedient in this that the Lord is saying is coming. My brother and sister, whatever it is, hallelujah, more he will reveal to us. More he will show to us. But we must be obedient to him in this fasting before it comes, before people find out themselves. In verse 9, hallelujah, of this chapter that I'm reading of, let me get to the hallelujah, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 9, and when the evil comes upon us as the sword of judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before this house in thy presence. For thy name is in this house. Cry unto thee in our affliction. Then wilt thou hear and help. This is for a cry to help from God that we're doing through this fasting for our family. The Lord talked to me about family. The word he uses to do this as family is very important. That you tell your household, people in your house to join you in this fasting, that your children, your parents, your grandparents, your cat, your dog, your bird, you put everyone through fasting. this coming week, starting tomorrow night, August the 2nd. It's a muscle important. When God called Nineveh to the fasting, everyone fasted in Nineveh, including the cow, the horse, the cat, the dog. Everyone fasted. My brothers and sisters, amen? It's a muscle important that we do this with our heart, that we do this for the Lord, that we do this in obedience. He spoke to me this with an audible voice, clear voice, standing next to me. He told me to tell you this. And I'm hallelujah, as a watchman on the wall, I'm giving you the word, the message, that if you see the sword coming and you don't tell the wicked to repent and the sword come, the blood I will demand from you. God said, hallelujah. And so I want to deliver myself from having the blood of anyone on me by telling you that the sword is coming. Famine is coming. Don't know what day and hour it is. It's close. It's closer. Everyone, like Healer 7, Sister Barbara, anyone will tell you that what the Lord is telling them and showing them, it is close. Like people have no idea. And the Lord wants us to be ready before it comes. Because the world will find themselves in big trouble. But now we God's people will be delivered through this time that is coming. And that is why God wants us to be ready through fasting and prayer. Because he wants to deliver us. He wants to deliver us. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. We serve a wonderful God. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, who loves us so much and wants to deliver us from the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So tomorrow we shall go down again against them. Behold, they come out by the cliff of Ziph. You shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jezreel. You shall not need to fight the battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. And this is basically what we're going to see, that the salvation of the Lord, my brother and sister, in the days to come, whenever it comes, does it come this week, next week, we don't know, it's close. We want to be ready with the Lord, that he will deliver us and provide to us. I don't know if the economy is going to fall next week or the week after, and God just wants us to be ready to hear that and know that many company banks will close their door, will close down, will file for bankruptcy. I have vision years ago of this end time, all the banks filing for bankruptcy in the United States and telling people they have no money. And they limit everyone to $250 or $300 around there a week. That's it. That's all you can take out through the ATM. Everyone will be unsupervised to take that amount of money a week. My brother and sister, I don't know if it's this, but the Lord sounds very serious to me. I'm saying this. Okay? And since I heard the Lord saying this to me, so serious, with a loud audible voice, my brother and sister, I took it serious and I'm giving it to you as he gave it to me. Something is about to happen and we need the Lord's help. We need the Lord's protection. He said to tell his people to fast as family and to begin to fast. Starting tomorrow, we need to begin to fast with the Lord. Present your fasting tonight. Hallelujah. This is very important, my brother and sister. The rug is about to be pulled out of people's feet, and they're not aware. My brother and sister, fear not. Nor be dismayed. Tomorrow we go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. For the child vow, and let me, before I keep reading, let me tell you that they started vaccinating here in North Carolina for COVID-19, going to door to doors. They're sending people, Biden is sending people here in North Carolina to go to door like they're doing in other states. Knock on their door and make sure they're vaccinated. It's also going into the hand of the army, as I told the people. But they're doing it now. Now they're sending people here in North Carolina, door to door, as they've been doing in other states, to make sure people are vaccinated. Another thing Biden has done has given the company permission to mandate mandatory vaccination for their workers. Okay, some hospital, like local hospital here, where I live in North Carolina, have let nurses go who have refused to be vaccinated and say you have to be vaccinated. My brother and sister, the demand, the mandate that they are practicing here every day, it is hard, it's difficult for the people. Imagine nurses, they have to move out of this state to go to other state because hospitals say, no, you have to be vaccinated. Okay? And they're going to people's houses here, and they're asking, are you vaccinated? And they stand there by your door, ready to vaccinate you, asking you all kinds of questions. Okay? It's difficult here right now. The mandate has begun, my brother and sister. The sword has begun. Okay? Major plan they have against everyone, especially the church. But the Lord, these are wicked plans, yes. The Lord is going to fight for us, my brother and sister. He will. He has promised us. Hallelujah. Verse 19. And the Levi and the children of the Kenanite and the children of Kenanite stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. There was early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness to cure. As they went forth, as Joshua stood and said, hear me, O Judah, the inhabitant of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established, believe in his prophet, and ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed a singer on the Lord who will praise the beauty of holiness and went out before the army and say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endure forever. What is he doing? He's focusing people on Jesus. Okay? This is why this fasting and prayer is for us to focus on the Lord. Forget about what these evil, wicked ones are doing and planning and saying they're going to do. They want to make sure everyone is vaccinated, even mandatory. We're going to forget about things. Our eyes are on Jesus. Our hearts is on the Lord. Whatever plan the Lord has, one thing we know, he's going to deliver us as he delivered Israel several times from the hand of his enemy. My brother and sister, he is going to do the same with us. He knew that this was coming. He told us it was coming. We're preparing us that this was coming. My brother and sister, preparing our life for this. For sure. Hallelujah. Now is for us to commit to him, to the fasting, as he said, thank you, Lord. And they were, when they began to sing and praise the Lord, say, an ambush against the children of Ammon, Moab, and more in fear, among fear, who had come against Judah, they went, they were smitten. God, they had a surprise against the children of Israel, and God ended up surprising them, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. He fight for us. So the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. They were planning to annihilate the Jewish people again. And when he had made an end of the inhabitants of the Seir, everyone helped to destroy one another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked upon the multitude, and behold, they were dead, bodies fallen to the earth, none escape. See, this judgment is coming. Definitely. And none of them are going to escape. The God knows that will come against us. They've been planning to come against us. None of them are going to escape before the Lord. He's going to take care of this for us, to let us know that he fights for us, that he is with us. My brother and sister, it's important. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when Joshua and his people came to take away the spoil from them, They found a man in abundance, both riches, hallelujah, when the dead body and the precious jewel. And they stripped off of themselves more than that they could carry away. And there were 3 days gathering the spoil that it was so much. Yes. The Lord also showed me, hallelujah, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord, that he's going to provide to his people. He's going to open the windows of heaven. Our petitions are going to be answered during these days that are coming. My brothers, that's why these fasting and prayer are so important. We must commit to them, to the Lord, through fasting and prayer. And he says, come tell your family. Okay? Don't have the blood in your hand. Tell them. Oh, they don't believe me. Tell them. Let them make their own decision. Don't you make the decision for them. Don't make the decision for other people. That needs to make their own decision before the Lord. You want to be a peace that you told them even if they didn't believe you and rejected you. This is how it is with the Lord. You tell them and let them make their own decision. If they say, well, I'm not going to believe that. We're not going to do that. When the sword comes, my brothers and sisters, they can be cut to pieces right in front of you. And how you're going to feel if you didn't tell them? You need to let them know. Famine is coming. People are going to go hungry. Starvation is going to come. God will provide to his own. Okay? God's going to provide to his own. Very important. Thank you, Lord. Praise to Jesus. Hallelujah. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Bereshit. That is blessing. Bereshit. Blessing for they bless the Lord, therefore, in the name of the place we'll call the Valley of Bereshit unto this day. Amen. And they turn every man of Judah and Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat, full thrown of them against Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemy. There you go. He's going to do this, my brother and sister. The Lord is going to have us rejoice over our enemy. This is why obedience, as the Lord says, is better than sacrifice. We obey the Lord in this. Hallelujah. Brother Miguel was telling me that he was thinking, he felt to do something like this. And he was praying about it when he heard me saying it in Spanish. He was like, wow, a confirmation to him. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. The Lord is already speaking to us in our spirit, telling us of these things that are so close. The question is, Lord, what do we do now? Now the Lord's telling them what to do. Begin to fast and pray. Really commit to fast and pray now. And begin to do it like you haven't done it before. Tell your family. You want to do it in family. You tell your family. If they're willing to do it, they'll do it. And if they're not, that's okay. You deliver your soul. You deliver yourself. The blood, their blood's not going to be on you if you tell them that. Okay? My brother and sister, very important. Very, very important. That you deliver yourself. Hallelujah. Now, the fasting has to be for the glory of God, seeking the will of God. God said to Isaiah in Isaiah 58, cry out loud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Okay? In regard to fasting, they were fasting wrong. Okay? Because fasting is not to seek your own desire, God says. Here, it is not to seek your own desire. They seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. Hallelujah. They ask me the ordinance of justice. They take delight in approaching God. And that's why I tell people that you hear the Jewish people say, we delight in Torah and Tanakh. And really the Tanakh of Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim. They delight in seeking God or not. They delight in the Torah. They delight in the Bible. But that doesn't mean that they're doing what God has been asking them to do. A delight is a personal thing that God knows. When you read the Bible, you rejoice. You say, oh, wow, this is awesome. Okay. Okay. But don't forget what God is telling you to do through it. Yes, the Word of God is a joy. You read Psalm, you read Proverbs, you read the Bible. It is a joy. You delight in it. They seek me daily and delight to know my ways. See, God knows that you delight to know his ways. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's important. Okay? And as a nation that they're righteous and but forsook not the ordinance of God. See, yes, they lie. It's fine. But don't forsake the ordinance of the Lord. The Bible is the map. It is the rule, the ordinance, in which God wants you to do everything. Okay? He has to do it how he wants it. Hallelujah. They ask me the ordinance of justice. They keep the lie in approaching God. And you ask any Jewish, any rabbi about they're lying themselves in the Bible, in Torah. And that's all. They enjoy it. Of course, they love it. Then verse 3. Why have we fasted, say they? Thou seest not. Why have we afflicted our soul and take not known? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exalt all your labor. There's no pleasure to our flesh in the fasting. Okay? And it's not when you fast, you're not looking to have pleasure in the fasting of your flesh. It's not for your pleasure. Actually, it will afflict your flesh because you're not eating as you normally do. You're not enjoying a meal as you normally do. You're holding back from doing that. You're not drinking what you enjoy to do. You know, you're not doing it with those purpose and plan. You're doing it for the Lord. It's an affliction to your flesh. That's what that is, my brother and sister. But they were not doing it this way. Hallelujah. Behold, ye fast to strive and debate, God says, to smite with the fist of the wickedness. You shall not fast you this day, for you make your voice to be heard on high. Hallelujah. Not only were they arguing or debating, they were also punching one another. And God said, no, I don't want this. I don't want you doing this when you're fasting. This is not the time for you to be arguing, debating, or fighting when you're fasting. Now, that's why when you tell someone who doesn't believe or doesn't want to receive it or not, you give them the word. Hallelujah. And you let them know. You tell your children, you tell your husband, you tell your closer family, you put your cat, your dog, your bird to fast. Your turtle, if you have a turtle too, put all your animals to fast, all of them. You know, they eat at a certain hour. No, you're not going to eat until this hour. And you put in your whole household like they did in the times of Nineveh. Put everyone to fast. And God saw their fasting, even the animal, the cow. Imagine they put the cow to fast. And God saw that fast and he received it. God did not say, well, I don't know why they put the animal to fast. That made no sense to me. No. It made no sense to you, but God received the fasting. God received the fasting of all, including the animal and the baby. Put your baby to fast. Oh, he must get his drink up every 2 hours or every 3 hours. Well, today he's going to have to hold another hour because he's fasting for another hour. Just plan it. God, I'm going to have him fast a little bit more. This is the time when I give him the meal. No, you're going to get a certain hour now because you're fasting. You let them know. And you think God will receive that. Because that means you're being obedient. That step is obedient. You're setting your child for obedience. You're setting your life for obedience. That will please the Lord. Okay? That will please the Lord, you're doing that. And that's what I was telling. I was telling my children, that will make God happy. So they're looking forward now for tomorrow. For the week. I said, this is for the whole week. Okay? You're not going to eat as you usually eat. Okay? You're not going to be enjoying cheery every time you want. It's going to be different. Okay? Got to fast for the Lord. Going to have to hold on. Let's see how much they will hold on. But at least whatever hours they do will please the Lord. Because that's obedient. That is obedient. You're doing it to please the Lord. That's what the Lord wants. Thank you, Lord. He'll take that. Give him a little. He'll take that. You give the Lord a little. My brother and sister. It was like the man the poor man that was begging people for coin, for money. And all day long that day, he didn't got nothing. A few coin, very little. And he went back to his abandoned house where he had his little treasure box, wooden box, and he was putting the coin there, collecting the coin. I don't know if it was to do some shopping or whatever he was planning for, he was putting them in this box under this abandoned house. Next day, he went on this route, set himself down, begging for money again. He saw a king coming in a carriage, my brother and sister. And when he looked at the king, he said, oh, wow. He looked like he's rich. He's going to give me such a donation. Oh, man, I'm going to be set for the week with his donation. And the king that is coming in the carriage got his eye fixed on him, smiling. And this man is thinking of what this king can give him. My brother and sister, all of a sudden, the king has his carriage stop right in front of this man, beggar, and extend his hand and says to him, give me. The poor man is stunned. He put his hand in his pocket, seeking to give him. All he found was a grain of rice. He put it on the king's hand, and the king, looking at him, smiling, said, thank you. And the king went on his way in his carriage. The man was stunned. What is the meaning of this? He should have been giving me, but he's asking me. And he go back to his abandoned house and open his box. And you're not going to believe what he find. He find the same grain of rice in his box, but it was made of gold. Now, my brother and sister, imagine what goes through his mind now. If he had a lot of coin given this king, all the coin he had, there, so little in value, he would have turned all the coin in gold. But he only gave him a grain of rice, and he turned that grain of rice in gold. Give him all you have, and let his turn it into something very valuable. Give him your heart. Give him. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Whatever little you can give him, he'll take that, and he says to the man, smiling, thank you. And he went on his way. Give him whatever you give him, he'll take it and turn it into something so valuable. My brother and sister, seek the kingdom of heaven first, and every other thing will be added unto you. But seek his kingdom first. Seek the king first. Kingdom, king first. This is what he's asking us this week. He wants us to seek him this week. Praise the Lord. Verse 5, it is such the fast that I have chosen, the Lord saying here, that a day for a man to afflict his soul. Why afflict your soul? Because your soul should have been eating. Your soul, body, and spirit are together. When your body rejoices, your soul rejoices. Your soul, if your body's hurting, your soul is not happy. Okay? It afflict your soul. It will afflict the soul that you are fasting. God wants your soul to be afflicted. Because when your soul is afflicted, it is open for him to minister to you. Because this moment when you're fasting, you cannot give your body food to be happy, to be satisfied. Now you're given the spirit, you're given the presence of the Lord, and your soul will be at peace. You will find peace for your soul, he says. You'll find peace for your soul. Hallelujah. When you take his burden, take my yoke, my burden, you'll find peace for your soul. He wants a soul to be in peace, not just satisfied with food, but satisfied with the Spirit, his presence. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. The things that last forever, the Spirit, for the man to afflict the soul, it is to bow down his head humble, to spread sackcloth and ashes humble under him. Without call this fast acceptable day of the Lord, what's acceptable to God? Humility. Pride is rejection. The prideful, he sees him from far. When pride was found in Satan, he was kicked out of heaven, out of the presence of God. No more. Out. Miguel, get him out of here. Praise the Lord. No way he can be in the presence of God with that pride. It is not this the fast that I had chosen to loose the band of wickedness. My brother and sister, what is a band? Or bond, some people say bond. But band, my brother and sister, let me get the significance quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, mighty Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. The fasting is usually what is known as a band that keep things together. Hallelujah. The devil trying to keep sin attached to you, he puts a band between you and sin. And lost and so much. And it doesn't want to come out of you. Because it's like it's being pulled into your life by the band that the devil puts in there. Lost. And so when you fast, that band began to stretch out until it breaks and you are set free. He came to set the captive free. The word of God says, he came to destroy the work of the devil, the Bible says. I thank you, Jesus. What an awesome God we serve, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He wants us free, not in bondage, to do the heavy burden. Hallelujah. Easy for the devil to burden you with death, with sickness, and much more, and other people coming against you. These things burdens you, bills burdens people. The Lord wants to set you free from that by helping you that. This fast is for the Lord to help us, is the word. We are fasting for his help. That's what the Jehoshaphat, the king, when he called all Judah into the fasting, he said it was for the Lord to help us. Because the Lord is the one to fight for us. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, I don't know how many days and weeks he wants us to do this. Hallelujah. He will let us know. He will tell us what we need to do. He's asking, Lord, how long? For how long? How long? My brother and sister, this is across the world. Canada, United States, Mexico, everywhere, people, Spain, people need to get into this fasting. Australia, get into the fasting. You don't want to hear bad news from your people, your government. This really breaks people's heart when they hear the government. We're broke. We're fighting for bankruptcy. If you're trusting on the Lord and you're in peace, when you hear that, it won't bother you. The Lord said he will provide. That's why he had us fasting. Our provision comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Thank you, Jesus. It's important. This message is a must of important. To do on heavy burden, to let the oppressed go free, that you break every yoke. That's what fasting brings, deliverance, complete deliverance into our lives. Of everything of the devil and of this world that burdens us, these wicked bands, these heavy burdens, all this in fasting, we get set free. My brother and sister, We are released from them, from the worry, from the concern, for thinking, what am I going to do? You fast and you trust in the Lord for your salvation, for your deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Verse 7, it is not to deal with the bread of the hungry, that thou bring the poor or cast out into thy house. When thou seest a naked, that thou cover him, that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. My brother and sister, our own brothers, the need of other people, we, the church, need to have the provision of God so we can help the rest of the people that will come on your door. Excuse me, do you have some food? Do you have something to drink? Can you give me a little food? Do you have any extra clothing? And you say, well, hold on a minute. And you give them some food, give them some clothing. You help them out, my brother and sister. You even give them a cup of water. A reward for a cup of water. A reward for giving them some food the Lord will give you. And your storage will not go empty because you are giving. And the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. You're being a giver in the times when your government has said the economy is falling. We need to fight for bankruptcy. My brother and sister, we're entering a seven-year famine. Hallelujah. It's close. God wants us to be ready for what is coming. He wants to deliver. He wants to supply to us our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. See, the blessings are in Christ. That's why when you fast, you invite Christ into your life even more, ever more, to live in you, to dwell in you, to help you. My brother and sister, when you do that, you focus on the Lord, you're seeking heaven first. Every other thing, Christ, that knows what we need, he's going to add it to us, our lives. My brother and sister, I got to move from where I am. I need to find another place and tell the Lord, Lord, you told me to move, Lord. I'm doing what you told me to do. And there are other people doing the same. My brother said, we're going to stay here, but no, move. Move. It's important that we be obedient to the Lord. We're in that time. We are in that time. Time of the end. Verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Thy help shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. And the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Amen to that. Glory of the Lord will be our reward, my brothers and sisters. That's the reward we need, Jesus. We need him to be our reward. We want him to be our reward. He will be our reward. My brother and sister, everyone around the earth right now need to go and fast in tomorrow with the Lord. My brother and sister, famine is coming. Sword of judgment is coming. Hallelujah. Any day. Any day. And the Lord wants us to be ready for him to provide to us in this time of need that the world is going into. My brother and sister, they are getting ready for themselves, to protect themselves, for not losing everything, the elite. They're not trusting in the Lord. We're trusting in the Lord. My brother and sister, they're not going to care for people. Hallelujah. No. But the Lord does. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. Is thou to take away from the midst of thee the yoke, putting forth the finger, and speaking vanity? When these things are from our way, from the midst of us, we know, my brother and sister, when we don't speak vanity anymore, this fasting is going to break that. the yoke, whatever yoke is in our lives, starting tomorrow, they're going to start being broken off from our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Begin fasting tomorrow with your family, as the Lord told me to tell you, to begin to fast with your family. And begin to ask the Lord tonight to begin to take hunger from you during this fasting, that you will not be hungry, to take away from you anything that will try to keep you from starting to fast tomorrow. This fast is a must of importance, and you do not want to put it off. You do not want to look back and say, I should have fasted. I should have listened. I should have done something, but I didn't. And look where I am now. Now, this is trust in the Lord. This like King Hashasha, he put the Lord first in the middle of all this, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel 7, listen to this. And they gathered together in Mizpah and drew water and put it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said there, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. He began to correct them, my brother and sister, but it was through fasting. Okay? Lock, children, what you did wrong. And when the Philistine heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah, that the Lord of the Philistine went up against Israel, and when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistine, my brother and sister. And the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord, our God, for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistine. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burning offering holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel. Hallelujah. And the Lord heard him. This is what you do in fasting. Do what Samuel did. Samuel, knowing what the people had done, sin, as a priest of God, he went before the Lord crying for this situation that they just find themselves. He offered a sacrifice. He was fasting already. He wanted to fix the problem, the leakage that was there, the problem. Hallelujah. And Samuel offered up a burnt offering, and the Philistine drew near to the battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with great thunder on that day upon the Philistine. And this confided them that they were smitten before Israel. Oh, he is merciful. He knows what we're able to do and what we are not able to do. At this moment, the army of Israel was not ready to defend themselves. And the children of Israel were like, oh, what do we do now? We need God intervention here. We need God to fight for us. This is what this fasting is about. We need the Lord's help. We need him to fight for us, my brother and sister. Imagine all these companies in the United States and the world now. If you are not vaccinated with COVID-19, you can quit your job right now. We don't need you. We don't want you. And people losing their job left to right. A few remnants, faithful remnants, are not taking the COVID-19 vaccine, my brother and sister. And now Biden and the worldwide government are saying, no, we need to make them take this vaccine. Okay? It's the only way the devil will have access to their life, through the vaccine. My brother and sister, that's why they're insisting on it. But the Lord has a plan to deliver us. This is not the first time they ever done this against God's people. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came on the Bethkar. And Samuel took the stone set up between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of Ebenezer, that is the stone of help, saying, hitherto had the Lord help us. See, this is a cry. This fasting before God is a cry for help. And the Lord showed me God is going to help us. As Father said, He is going to provide to His children. You don't need to worry. We don't need to be concerned, but we must be obedient. See? No worry, no concern, but be obedient. They fasted before the Lord, seeking the Lord's help. We must do the same. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He helped them. He's going to help us. My brother and sister, difficult time we're in. Hallelujah. So the Philistine was subdued. They came no more unto the border of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistine all the day of Samuel. Why? Because Samuel fasted. Samuel cried. My brother and sister, hallelujah. And God kept Samuel's enemy away from all of them. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistine all the days of Samuel. My brother and sister, God fight for you. This is why we must be obedient and trust Him through this time. Because He will fight for us. Your family He'll keep. He will provide to you and your family during the famine, during the worst time. But you need to fast. Hallelujah. Just as the children of Israel did. Samuel, they were all of them. And the city with the Philistines had taken from Israel was restored to Israel from Ekron even to God, the border thereof. Did Israel deliver out of the hand of the Philistines as there were peace between Israel and the Amorites. Amen. Thank you, Lord. God fight for us. We need to depend on Him. We need to humble ourselves before Him and say, Lord, help us. Help us in this time, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, from this time, difficult time, Lord, where our enemies are rising. Our enemies are planning against us. Our enemy wants to vaccinate us, Lord, by force. Hallelujah. We that are saying no to the vaccine, they want to vaccinate us even when we say no. Because they know what they can accomplish if they can get us vaccinated. The enemy knows the accomplishment of vaccinating people. My brother and sister, we have talked about this over the months in the Lord's Hour, the consequence of being vaccinated. What Father said of those that are vaccinated. It's a dangerous time. Because even when God gives them the solution to remove the vaccine from their body, people will still refuse to take the solution. People will refuse to take the medication. My brother and sister, it's so terrible. They don't see the harm. They don't see the damage. They don't see the war between them and their God, which is sin. Come on, send me the link of another prophet from Africa. She was saying that when people take the vaccine, the name, it is removed from the book of God. I don't know, that had not been shown to me, but the Lord revealed it to her, that when people are vaccinated, the name is removed. And she's making a call, hallelujah, that when people that are vaccinated, she says, you need to cry out to God. You need to cry out to Him to help you because your name has been removed from the book of God, she says. Hallelujah. And to me, I'm listening to her and I'm saying, Father told me that those that will take the vaccine will not be part of His kingdom. Not a word. Then the Lord told me that those that will take that other medication, they will have to truly repent from the heart. It's really repent, truly repent. They have to cry out. It's a really dangerous thing that they're doing, taking the vaccine. The vaccine is worse than the virus. Because if you die with the virus, an example, you go to heaven if you're safe. But with the vaccine, it's not the case. It is just not the case. So it's very difficult. Very difficult situation for humanity. Humanity are finding themselves in a very difficult situation because they're going to have to make their choices now. My brother and sister, if they really want to turn back to God, they're going to have to really, my brother and sister, cry out to Him. Jonah cried out of hell as David for the Lord help, my brother and sister. Jonah cried out of hell. That means they can, their bodies, someone was telling me, they're still attached to their body because that's their body. Even though if their soul is not there, as in hell, for example, and there's a demon in their body, then, but Jonah finds himself in the same situation. And he said that he cried out of hell. Just use the word hell. Out of hell he cried out. My brother and sister, it is a difficult situation. I do not want to find myself in that situation because that is difficult. The other thing is the 5G technology, the father said, that those that will buy the technology, the false cell phone with the cell tower. Now, you want to see how God knows everything, how he talks about the future from the past? My brother and sister, God told me that God showed me that they will have the 5G and all the tower years ago, and I shared on the Lord Tower. Okay? Now and they, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, all the company has 5G, as God said. And those that will have 5G on the cell phones, Father told me, will have to be murdered to enter into his kingdom. They will have to stay in the Great Tribulation. There's no other way. They cannot go home in the rapture. How many people has 5G? How many people, including Christians, have 5G? My brother and sister. You see, I didn't make nothing up. I told you what I heard. What he told me, I told you. I only refer back the message. Okay? Before they release the 5G, I said it. Not every company has 5G. Every single company has 5G. My brother and sister, whatever it's doing to people's body, someone said, I heard doctors saying there is a sensation burning when people use the 5G in their body. Okay? My brother and sister. Now, all the newest phones, including iPhone 12, Samsung X20, and all the newest phones comes out with 5G. My brother and sister, you cannot buy a new phone now without 5G. What did I say almost 2 years ago? The same thing that was coming. Oh, some people, I think you're exaggerating. You know, I don't think all the company will have 5G, but they were criticizing me when I was talking about the 5G 2 years ago on the Lord Tower, that I was exaggerating. How can I say that not every company will have it? Maybe one will have it, but not all of it. Maybe Verizon will have it, but not AT&T. No, all of them have it. My brother and sister, why people make that excuse? Because they wanted it. They want it, okay. You know, you can have it, but the consequence is now that you're going to have to stay in the Great Tribulation. You're going to have to stay. You're going to have to stay. Father told me this. I gave it on the Lord's Hour 2 years ago before 5G was implemented. Okay? I told people even back when Obama was the one who set up 5G before he left office, before Donald Trump came into office in 2015, Obama, and I talk about 5G in 2015 on the Lord's Hour. Okay? Obama left all that. When I began to say that, a lot of people got angry. Oh, how can you say that? But you're saying that Obama is bad, that, you know? And I said, he set up the 5G already. He even said when 5G will be set up for 2019-2020. Obama left it. We're in 2021. Did it begin in 2019 and 2020? Yes, it did. I said this back 4 or 5 years before it came out that he has set it up. My brother and sister, if you look at prophecy, how it's been said, it's all been exactly how we have said it. My brother and sister, God is never wrong. You know, we make mistakes, not him. I make mistakes, not God. God doesn't make mistakes. He knows everything before they come out. So Look what we are today with 5G. Every single company have it. Every new cell phone is coming out. And including a lot of Christians are buying these cell phones with 5G. My brother and sister, there was someone was telling me that they were mocking me. A family was mocking me who bought the 5G cell phone. Oh, this is not. But now they're seeing the consequence of it. Problem with the heart. Problem with their health because of the 5G. My brother and sister, there's always a consequence when we're not obedient. We need to stay away from the 5G. We need to stay away from the coronavirus vaccine. It's a must of important that we stay away from these things because the technology are they're using the 5G to get the information back and forward to put it to use that against humanity. My brother and sister, the coronavirus vaccine. Okay? Now there's another information someone sent me that one of the employees of Pfizer has said that there is harmful technology in the Pfizer vaccine. All this stuff are coming out. I don't know how truthful that is, but in regard to what God has told me, everything has come out to be 100%, my brother and sister. When I said it in 2015, before Donald Trump came into office, people were like, I don't know, Brother Ovi. I don't know why you're saying that. Where are you getting your information? And because remember when God told me, 5G is a dangerous technology, more dangerous than what people think. There's more stuff going back and forward through that technology that is hurting people so much as it's happening. So my sister-in-law, she bought the 5G phone when it came out this year. Started experiencing headaches. I warned him before not to buy it the year before. And she started buying it. She started went and bought it, the new iPhone, and she started getting these permanent headaches, like migraine. Something that she never had before, just using the 5G. And she said, I need to put down this phone. Realizing that I was right, telling her that the 5G can harm you. It's a harmful technology, I said to her. And people have experienced a lot of things. I am not surprised if people are getting COVID-19 through the 5G technology. I am not surprised the effect, because here it is. The study that they did is that the COVID-19 is not airborne, according to some scientists. Okay? Some said that it could, but there was a scientist that who studied it, and he said, he was standing on this, that it is not airborne, he was saying, airborne. Okay? And people in two companies, people in different companies across from each other, got it without having any interaction with one another. But they had the 5G. Okay? Since I heard that about 2 years now, I've been meditating on this. Then if it's not airborne, and there are people who are not interacting with one another, testing positive for COVID-19, then it has to be through the 5G. My brother and sister, I believe that they are making people positive through the 5G. That's what I believe they're doing. Okay? It's terrible. Terrible. Hallelujah. But this is when we pray and ask the Lord to keep us, protect us, and deliver us and fight for us. My brother and sister, and he will. He will fight for us. He will deliver us. My brother and sister. Now do this fasting that the Lord is telling us to do as much as you can. You know, if you can do without food or water, the Lord will give us the strength and help to do it. This is what we depend on the Lord to help us to do this fasting, my brother and sister. There's a lot of verses about fasting in the Bible. Hallelujah. And again, once you tell your family to do it and they refuse to, it's up to them, my brother and sister. It's up to them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the book of Daniel, hallelujah, chapter 6 of Daniel, hallelujah, Thank you, Lord. Only chapter 6. Let me go there. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 9. Daniel 9. Okay, Daniel 9, 3. I want to read to you how Daniel decided to go before the Lord. Because there's a lot of things you and I don't know. Through fasting, the Lord can reveal them to us. Keep that in mind when you're fasting, my brother and sister. Daniel 9, 3. And I set my face unto the Lord God, seeking by prayer and supplication, with fasting, with sackcloth and ashes. And I pray unto the Lord my God, and made my confession. Do all this while you're fasting. And said, O Lord, the great and fearsome God, keep in the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandment. We have sinned and committed iniquity. Hallelujah. This is fine. This when you're fasting, it's a time to confess your sin. It's time to confess your trespasses. It's when God opens your spiritual eyes and you begin to see the things that you should have done years ago or that you should have been doing a year past that you didn't do, but now God's giving us the opportunity to do them. My brothers and sisters, through fasting, we have sinned, have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly and reveal even by departing from thy precept and from thy judgment. And have we not done that in the last day? Yes, we have. It's a great opportunity to fast and to confess all these things before the Lord. One, you feel better. Okay? You may have guilt in you. By confessing your sin before the Lord, all these things, all that guilt goes away, and the Lord gives you peace. He'll forgive you, and he'll give you peace through fasting. It's important. Maybe as a Christian, you got so much guilt in your life. But through fasting, hallelujah, my brother and sister, you'll get peace. You will get peace. Okay? Verse 6. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servant the prophet, who spoke in thy name to our king or princes, our father, and to all the people of the land. Hallelujah. See, God's always arisen someone. Use someone to speak his word, a prophet, a messenger. Hallelujah. The word went to all of them, but they did not listen. And the consequence came. All our righteousness belong unto thee, but unto us confusion and faith as this day in the men of Judah and their inhabitants of Jerusalem and to all Israel who are near and who are far off through all the country whither thou hast driven them because of the trespasses that they have trespassed against thee. See? Why do people end up being scattered or find themselves running when no one pursues them? It's because of their sin and trespasses, my brother and sister. The wicked run when no one pursues it, the Bible says. Verse 8, O Lord, to us belong the confusion of faith, to our king, to our princes, to our father, because we have sinned against thee. See, sin opens the door for confusion and much more. But confusion is one of the demons that the devil uses when people sin. Because when you're confused, you're not certain. And then doubt and unbelief will step in there. There's nothing worse to hear a Christian confessing doubt and unbelief. That word really do a lot of harm, especially among the people. We should always speak with faith. Speak by faith, confess faith, always, and not doubt and unbelief. But if a person is confused, that's exactly what comes out of their mouth. So when you hear someone speaking negative and stuff like that, that means the person is confused. Demon of confusion is in that person's life, attacking that person, coming against that person, having that person renounce the Lord and so much more. My brother and sister, to the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord God to walk in his law, which he set before us by his servant the prophet. Yea, all Israel has transgressed the law, even by departing, that they might not obey the voice. Therefore, the curse is put upon us out of the oath that is written in the Lord are most of the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his word, which he hath spoken against us and against our judges, who judges us by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven had not been done as he has been done upon Jerusalem. That is so true. Jerusalem, hallelujah, have been made because of the sin and trespasses, hallelujah, a mockery of the nations at time, in different time. But when they have repented, turned back to the Lord, then the Lord has fought for them, hallelujah, and made them a great nation. They've been a great nation several times. They were a great nation during the time of David, during the time of Solomon, and several other kings. But several other kings made them a laughter, my brother and sister, in front of the other nations. Therefore hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for the Lord our God is righteous in all his work which he does, for we obey not his voice. And what did Deuteronomy 28 says? That if you don't hearken unto the voice of the Lord, these curses will come upon you. And that's why these curses were coming upon them, because they were not obeying the voice of the Lord their God. We need to be careful to obey the Lord. When he tells us to do something, we might look forward to do that in obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Verse 15, O now, O Lord our God, who have brought the people forth out of the land of Egypt, with mighty hand has made thee thy name, and at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, lay thy anger, thy fury, be turned away from the city of Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because of our sin, and from the iniquity of our father Jerusalem, and thy people have become a reproach to all who are about us. That's it. A reproach. Oh, that awful city, I don't want to go there. People were talking bad about Jerusalem, which no one should. It's a city of a great king, of the great King Jesus. He chosen Jerusalem for his city. So no one should say anything bad against Jerusalem. It's even in the word of God. But people had over the year, Israel enemy had made fun, mockery of them when they've been in disobedience. My brother and sister. And notice how the church has been a mockery of the world for years now. But now comes the time when the Lord says, no, vengeance is mine. Now the world is going to suffer. His church, he's going to rise. Revival is coming. Great revival. Last rain. Last pouring of God's Spirit is coming. As he promised us for years. Over 100 years God promised us in America, my brother and sister. Okay? Back in the 1800s, God told us shaking in America that this was coming. The Christians in America, that revival was coming in the last days. They were looking forward to the revival, but it was not for them. It was for us, my brother and sister. Last day, last shaking of God upon this earth. They saw like mini revival. They were shaking in different times. Some of them saw the Lord face to face, which a lot of people have not in the last day. So they experienced God of a different level. This revival is going to bring Jesus, a great move of God. Some people are going to see Jesus face to face in this revival. The Lord already showed me this. He's going to manifest himself to his children, especially those that have been listening to this on the Lord's hour. Hallelujah. Most everyone of the Lord's hour are going to experience the Lord face to face in this revival. Jesus spoke to me about this, that he used me to prepare them so he can manifest himself to them, my brother and sister. He was standing right before me, telling me this when I bowed my head to him. Hallelujah. He's going to manifest himself to a lot of you. You're going to see him face to face, and the word will be coming out of his mouth to you to tell you what to do next. my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He's been preparing your heart, your life for this. Thank you, Lord. He's going to walk with you. He's going to show you. He's going to tell you what to do. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. Praise the Yeshua. The time is coming. It's close. Hallelujah. He wants to reveal himself to you. Hallelujah. Once he does, and once you start seeing the Lord and him telling you what to do, you don't need a preacher anymore. You don't need a pastor. You don't need anyone telling you anything. The Lord himself will tell you where to go, what to do. Praise the Lord. That's why he's been preparing our heart. Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. You will see the Lord. Jesus is God. You're going to see him face to face. Who? What do you need a preacher for? What do you need a teacher for when you got Jesus telling you where to go and what to do? Praise the Lord. When we come across each other, we'll be very happy. That will be it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, therefore, God, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplication, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolated for the Lord's sake. Oh, my God, incline thy ear and hear. Open thy eye and behold our desolation in the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplication before thee because of our righteousness, because of thy great mercy. Okay? It's by his great mercy. It's not by our righteousness, says Daniel, but by thy great mercy. You see? That's why he's doing it. By his great mercy, he's going to reveal himself to you and tell you what to do next. He has a lot of work for a short time. It's a lot, but it's going to do it in a short time with us. Because this revival is short. So he must be specific with us. Do this, go there, go do this. Before it runs out. And then once he saves your family, those that he wants to save, his plan, my brother and sister, then I believe that's what's going to take for some of the people that have been vaccinated to come out of where they are, out of jail, out of prison that they got themselves into with the vaccine. My brother and sister, a lot of people think that they have no idea how this is going to happen. Brother, how is the Lord going to do this? Did he not got Jonah out of hell? Did not Jonah say that out of hell he cried out to God and the Lord have mercy and deliver him? The Lord can do anything. People have limited the power of God, my brother and sister, over the years. And it's because they have not experienced the power of God. Hallelujah. But when they experience his power, then they'll say, to God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. My brother and sister, this generation needs to experience the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer now for thy own sake, O my God, for the city of thy people are called by thy name. Now, the Lord is reminding me of something. How many of the Jewish people, Daniel and the other Jewish, came down from Jerusalem, taken captive by the Babylonian king, King Nebuchadnezzar? He was in Babylon all these years, my brother and sister. You know what the King Nebuchadnezzar had an idol made? That every time they make the instrument, every day they will call people to worship this idol and bow to this idol. You know that a lot of the Jewish people bow to this idol that they made in Egypt, in Babylon? And a lot of those people were rescued out of there, out of that. When the time of God came, he rescued them out of that. If you saw them bowing to the idol when they were in Babylon, you would have considered them lost. because now they will be amazed, bow to my God. And they did. We know that Daniel and the other three Jewish men, they now bow to their God. My brother and sister, because God had a plan and a purpose. But the rest of the people did. What say thou about them? Will you judge them because they bow, because they make them bow to their God, my brother and sister? When God had a plan of salvation for those people, and God did have a plan and save them out of Babylon and brought them back to the land later on. You see, you can't judge. Bible said for us to judge. Because God has a plan with people. Hallelujah. He can deliver them when he chooses. He delivered those people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And while speaking and praying, confessing my sins as Daniel, and the sin of my people, Israel, presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision in the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me to the time of the evening of the oblation. Now, this was an angel that God sent to him. He says he called on the man. Because it's the image of a man. Angel looked like man. He called him the man. My brother and sister. He came flying to Daniel. Because he's a messenger. This angel is a messenger of the Lord. He sees the angel. He saw him in a vision at the beginning. Hallelujah. This thing happening here was a heavenly thing because he saw him from the beginning, he says. And he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, have I come for to give thee the skill in understanding? Can God use an angel to give you skill in understanding? Is it biblical? Well, I'm just reading it to you. Am I just not reading it to you right now that God can use an angel to give you skill in understanding? Go touch them. God will say to the angel, he'll come touch you. He'll give you skill and understanding instantly. Daniel, at that moment he got touched, he began to receive the skill, the understanding to know. My brother and sister, God is an angel. Someone says to me, no, God has to use a man, not an angel. Someone says to me. And I say, it's in the Bible that God can use an angel. But the person was telling me in the know that God uses men, not angels, to impart like gifts. My brother and sister, well, God used Gabriel here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. People limit God in so many ways. You can't limit God and what he can do. God can do anything. God can do anything. That mentality that, oh, he has to use the pastor here. No, he has to use this other pastor, that apostle, or that sister over there. Oh, and people start forming a limitation on God, that God can only use certain people, certain person, not angel, because that's not their job. It's only a messenger. My Lord, my God, have mercy on us. And at the beginning of the supplication and commandment came forth, and I have come to show thee, for thou art great, beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and heed the vision. Okay? It's of God. Understand it's of God. Receive it. Pay attention to it. He's teaching Daniel. He's coaching him. In other words, he's coaching Daniel. Because at this moment, Daniel had just only begun to understand. And Gabriel is coaching him, is leading him. Look, Daniel, okay? You are beloved, okay? And that's a great comfort to Daniel because where he was, he didn't feel beloved. He was being insulted. Those people were rude, careless. So hearing from Gabriel that he was beloved was a great thing, great comforting word to him. I have come to show thee. See, God can send an angel to show you, to guide you. Okay? For thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter. Heed the vision. Take heed to the message. Take heed to the voice. Take heed to the revelation. It's a vision. Take heed to the vision. Thank you, Lord. Verse 24. 17 weeks are determined concerning thy people, and concerning thy holy city, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin. 70 weeks. Can God give a timeline for something to happen? Yes, he can. God can give a timeline to us. God can say when something is going to happen, when. Okay? Don't find it rare. It's biblical. I'm reading it to you right now in Daniel 9. 70 weeks are determined concerning thy people, concerning thy holy city, to finish the transgression and to make an end of sin. Now, I think God said through one of us, I'm making an end of sin in the United States and all in the world. From this day or this month or whenever he chooses, it's over. They're not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to allow them to do it anymore. What say you to that? Can nothing you and I can do when God says enough? Enough. When Father says enough is enough. How merciful he been to this nation, California. But when that great earthquake comes, it's going to come. My brother says, when he determined when, he might reveal to one of us when. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we beg for mercy, he can have mercy if he chooses. Okay? Daniel began praying for mercy for his people, his nation. And God, that's what God is doing, having mercy. Okay? But God is telling Daniel when these things are determined. Okay? Determined is final in that regard. It's when God said, okay, this is going to happen this then, at this time, at this month, at this year. The thing. Like when God, I remember when God showed me before COVID-19, back in 2019, death come into the world. We gave death permission to come. God determined. Father told me that when I was in heaven in the throne of God, when that seraphim, God allowed the seraphim to talk to me, before I came down to earth, Father said that in days, your days, these things will begin. That was in 2019. When did it begin? It began in days. COVID-19 began of the end of 2019, okay? And no one can disagree with me on that, okay? Exactly when Father told me that in days it was going to begin in 2019, I came on the Lord's hour, and I told people about this pestilence, of this judgment that was coming within days. I used the word. It's recorded on the Lord's archive, the Lord's Hour archives. Within days, what did that mean? That's what I heard Father saying. And within days, COVID-19 began in China in November, I believe it was. Okay? In November, it began in China. My brother and sister, some said it began in September. My revelation, when I believe it was in September, I believe God said it was in days, and I believe it was exactly in September, okay, and some information that had come out of China now, it said that it did begin in September in China. There were cases registered in Wuhan Hospital in China in September, two cases, I believe, or more, registered known, that they tried to hide. Remember the doctor that we played here in the Lloyd Tower back in 2019 that was in the Wuhan Hospital in China that ended up dying of COVID-19? Remember that doctor? We played his audio like around December or November of 2019 here on the Lloyd Tower, him giving the message that COVID-19 that had begun in China, okay? I was taken to heaven in 2019. Before I came down, Father said, in days, it's beginning. The judgment is beginning. Talking about the plague, okay, which is COVID-19. My brother and sister. It was so accurate that I was stunned to it. Father telling me this in heaven. And me coming down and then, you know, that's why by November, December, people was telling me, is this the plague, brother? Is this the plague in 2019, the end of the year? And we know that we began 2020 with COVID-19 already spread into other countries. It was not registered in the United States, I believe it was until February of 2020, COVID-19. My brother and sister. That's when they registered cases in New York and California and all that. But it was already in Italy and some other country. Okay, it was spreading. It was spreading. Okay, so when you start putting together the things that God says and the things that happen, you see how accurate it is, and you're like, wow, my brother and sister, something big is about to happen. It's close. Okay? It's close. If I hear from the Lord that it's in days, as I heard from Father, if Father tells me that it's in days, I'm going to come and tell you. Father said it's within days. Because Father was very accurate when he told me this. Telling me this, and it was exactly within days. Okay? It says again in days. If he tells me again it's in days, this judgment, this that is coming, my brother and sister, I will exactly tell you the same. It's within days. Whatever I hear, I cannot make up anything. I have to hear him say it. Hallelujah, because his word is power. Okay? His word is power. When he speaks something, it happens. Never return back, boy. It will always do what he says. So I have to hear the voice coming out of him. I have to be quiet. I have to listen to him. And whatever he says, that's what it is. My brother and sister, very important that we listen to the Lord. He's always right. He's at the right hand of the Father. So the end of sin, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the holy, the most holy. You know what he's talking about here? To anoint the most holy? Jesus is the most holy. He's talking about the millennium, 70 weeks. I remember my pastor studying Daniel 9, and he preached about these 70 weeks for years. I remember him preaching about it. And we were asked, what does it mean? Okay? The most holy is Jesus. To anoint him is when he begins the millennium. Okay? And the Lord showed me a few days ago that the millennium is close, my brother and sister. I mean that the church is about to be taken. And in other words, if the millennium is close, imagine how close the Great Tribulation is. And there has to be Jacob's trouble 7 years. Jacob's trouble, there has to be a repetition, if we may say it this way, because Jacob's trouble was 7 years for Rachel. The only thing is that he got Leah. My brother and sister, the 7 year of Rachel, here's the thing. Jacob did not feel the 7 years of Rachel as he felt it with Leah. Why? Because here it is. Where he loved Rachel, he was totally in love. From the moment he saw her, he loved her, the Bible says. And the very second he saw Rachel, he kissed her when he saw her. It was like, wow. Because he was in love right away with her. Okay? And when he wanted to marry her, the father deceived him. Okay? And gave him Leah. Gave him the older sister. My brother and sister. Okay? And so this is why when I read how Jacob was deceived, I keep thinking how Israel, okay, being partner with certain country is like being deceived, like Jacob being deceived. Hallelujah. So this is why I keep thinking, Israel needs to be careful with certain nations who want to be supposedly their friends, because they were deceived already. It's a repetition, because remember, Jacob later was called Israel. What is thy name? The angel said, which is Jesus. What is thy name? Your name shall not be Jacob anymore, but Israel. He said, so we're talking about now the children of Israel. Children of Israel. Who will deceive them? He was set in the temple of God as God. That's the third temple. Who sits in the temple of God as God? The Antichrist. The man of sin sits in the third temple. How does a man who is not God, who is a fallen demon, sits in the temple of God, Paul says, as God? By deceiving them, my brothers and sisters. It's the abomination, Obama, in the holy place. That's what that is. Abomination in the holy place. Okay? Jesus said, when you see the abomination, when thou shalt see the abomination, set it in the holy place, let him who read understand. Daniel did not understand. He had a vision, and then Gabriel had to touch him to help him to understand. He has to help him. So that means that the church vision comes through a vision of the Lord, a revelation, and the understanding comes from the Lord to know exactly what's happening. Hallelujah. It's incredible. It's a repetition of what happened to Jacob back then. It's happening now to Israel. My brother and sister, the only thing that the Antichrist, the 12 Iman, okay, that's what they know in Iran, is going to sit there. Okay? When the 12 Iman sit in Israel, that's when Iran will not fight. Fight. The Bible calls it like a peace. He makes a covenant of peace, which he's going to break because he's a liar. He is a liar. He's going to break it. But here's the thing. When he made this covenant that he's going to break, but he makes it, there is like a peace that happens. My brothers, this is what the deceiver is. Because then Israel is like, oh, we finally are Messiahs here because we're getting peace. No, Israel, not your Messiah. The Troy Iman is not. The fact is that Iran is bowing to the Troy Iman. Okay? They're bowing to the Troy Iman. They're worshiping the Troy Iman. They worship him in secret. They know who he is right now. They know he's on the earth right now. And they know he's about to take his kingdom on the earth. All the leaders of Iran, of the Islam, have met in private with the Chor Iman and seen his power, his transformation right in front of them. Okay? And he is promising them that he is going to rule the earth, because he's going to the capital of the earth. Where is the capital of the earth? Which city, the Bible tells us from the beginning, is the capital of the earth? Jerusalem, the city of the great king, the holy city. Jerusalem is known in the Bible as the holy city. When you see the abomination sitting in the holy place, Messiah said in Matthew 24:15, when you see the sinful evil one sitting in the temple of the holy place that Daniel described, that's the third temple. He's going to sit there and be worshipped there also. Makes the abomination bigger. My brother and sister, how did this happen? I heard things that are mind-blowing. And it's that some people say that cannot happen because the Bible says it's going to happen. And the Jewish people and everyone is looking for that not to happen. And I said, are you calling God a liar? Are you saying that God just made a mistake? Oh, it's not going to happen because we, the Christians, support Israel. We're one with Israel. We know what the Bible says, and we're not going to let that happen. Now, I'm scratching my head. good luck trying to make the violin not to happen. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Oh, you Alvy, I don't know, you Alvy, you know? If someone telling me right in front of me in my house, I'm going to stay in the Great Tribulation, and I'm going to rebuke that Antichrist. He's not going to be able to do nothing. And I'm like, oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. I'm going to rebuke that Antichrist. He won't be able to do nothing. What? There's a group in America with 40,000 of them getting ready for the Great Tribulation to give the Antichrist a bigger headache, they say. They're going to move in the power of God on this earth, they say, during the Great Tribulation. And if that Antichrist try to come against them, they're going to rebuke them. And they wanted me to join them. I said, no. I'm part of those that wants to go home. My brother and sister, this is how many millions and billions right now are being vaccinated? How many billions? How many billions are vaccinated to this day, August 1st? Think about it. My brother and sister, the nonsense that people are saying, it's just so incredible. Yes, God can do anything. But his word must come to pass. His word must come to pass. Larry was on earth. He's in heaven now. When we heard that, they invited us to a Bible study in that group up in Maine. We're like, and this comes all the way from Texas to Maine. This group comes all the way from Texas to Maine. They have a great group of 40,000 in Texas all the way to Maine. Are these group Christians that are coming together from all the state in different countries to rise up against the Antichrist and not let him do what he wants to do during the Great Tribulation? I'm like, oh, man. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. I'm not going to be part of that. My brothers, this is wide. We need to be in the Word and be with the Lord because there's so much deceived. Jesus said, be ye not deceived. He wants to deceive even the elect if he came. Get people into that mentality. No, stay in the Great Tribulation. Stay in the Great Tribulation. We're going to be in control on here. Nonsense. Read Revelation 13. Okay? Read Revelation 13. What the Christian will be able to do. Because he's getting power to kill the Christians during the Great Tribulation. The beast is getting the power to kill them. That's what Revelation 13 said. Read your Bible again. Read it careful. Ask the Lord for wisdom. Okay? He's going to kill the saints. Power to kill the saints. He received power to kill the saints. So how can the saint, I'm not rebuking him, he's going to have to run. I don't know what Bible they're reading. I read, when they were telling me this in this Bible, so I was reading that to them. All right, let me open my Bible to Revelation 13. Oh, see, you're reading from the King James, and see, the understanding that your God is like an old Pentecostal understanding and blah, blah, blah. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, the Word of God, when they tell you something is going to happen, it happens exactly as he says. My brother and sister, the church time is during the time of grace. This is the time of grace. Right now is the time of grace. Not during the Great Tribulation, it's now. Actually, the Bible talks about grace ending. This is the time. The Apostle Paul talks to the Romans about it. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. So we, hallelujah, need to stand on the Word in regard to this. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We need to know what the Bible says in regard to the beast, in regard to the time, in regard to the season. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, praise you, Jesus. Romans 11:5, even so that the present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace, and the faith by grace is no longer by works, otherwise grace is no longer grace, but if it by works, there's no longer grace, otherwise work is no longer. Amen. What then Israel hath not obtained, which he seeketh, for what the election hath obtained, the rest was blinded. According to what is written, God hath given them a spirit of slumber, that their eyes should not see, ear that they should not hear, unto this day. David said, let the table be made snare, trap, stumbling block, and recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, bow down to their back away. And I say them, how they stumble, that they should fall, God forbid, but rather through their salvation have come unto the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousies. For if the fall of them that be richest the world, and the diminishing them that richest the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? Amen. For I speak to you as a Gentile, so much an apostle to the Gentile, I magnify my office. That, and then he keeps, hallelujah, telling people that Israel has a chance. Amen. Okay? It is true. They do have a chance to be saved, to come back to the Lord. And they will. God have planned this for the last day. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Verse 22, for behold the goodness and the severity of God, who hath failed severity toward the goodness. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise also shall he be cut off. There also him that abide not still in unbelief shall be granted, and for God is able to graft them again. Okay? God's plan was to graft the Jewish people back again. Amen? Yes, this is a short time. We are in a short time, my brother and sister. Okay? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, verse 25. This verse is important. For I, brethren, will not have you be ignorant, lack of knowledge of his mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, understanding, that the blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentile come in. What's the fullness? An amount of a number of people who God has chosen before the foundation of this earth. The Bible also said, is a group, an amount, a number, okay, of people that God has chosen to come in before the Great Tribulation begin. Why hadn't the Great Tribulation not begin? Because that amount, that number of people are not there yet. It needs to be there. Okay? This is how we know that the Bible is being fulfilled. Because when that number that Paul is talking about, okay, comes, then, hallelujah, the fullness of the entire comes in. Rapture, departure is coming in. Because we're coming in through the door, which is Jesus Christ. We're coming into heaven. Okay? He was talking about them coming into heaven. Coming into God, being part of the family of God. Coming into the rest is another word. Verse 7 says, so then, this is now during the Great Tribulation, so shall all Israel shall be safe. For as it is written, that shall come out of Zion the deliverer, who will turn away the ungodliness from Jacob. Who is the deliverer? And who is going to turn away the ungodliness from Jacob? Messiah. It always has to be Jesus. All things was made by him. Without him, nothing was made. It always has to be him. He has the one to convict them of sin and have them turn away from sin and repent. My brother and sister, the deliverer is Jesus that comes out of Zion, the deliverer, and to turn away the ungodliness from Jacob. Which are Israel today. Jacob is Israel. His name was changed. Verse 77. For this is my covenant unto them, that I should take away their sins. Who is the only one that died on the cross that can forgive people and take away their sins? Messiah, Jesus. He is the only one that can. My brother and sister. Verse 28. Concerning the gospel, that their enemy for your sake, but concerning the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. Who's interested to bring Israel in? Yahweh, Elohim, our Father. Our Father is the one who loves us so much, who has a plan to bring them in. But the fullness of the Gentile coming, the ratchet happened. And then begin God to work with Israel. Okay? Whoever's name is in the book of Lamb, whoever's been repenting and their garments are ready to come in, the Lord will bring them in. Once the church is gone, then God begins to work with Israel to save all Israel. In other words, he's working to save all the elect, like the number, the amount. Okay? That he said beforehand. We don't know the amount, but this is something that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have this conversation before they make the earth. They have this conversation. Only make man in our image and our likeness. They begin to bring to forward their plan. This is the plan of God. We're here by the plan of God. Definitely we are. Okay? My brother and sister. Verse 29. For the gift and the calling of God are without repentance. Okay? The gift and the calling. This is why, church, you need to ask for gifts. You need to repent. Okay? The calling for the gift and the calling of God without repentance. He gives you the gifts. He took Ephesians 4. He took activity captive and gave gift unto man. Paul says to the Romans that he's given it a gift to equip us for the ministry. Okay? Gifts are powerful. Okay? He took activity captive and gave gift unto man. Gifts are powerful. He'll equip us with the gift to do ministry. The calling of our repentance. Okay? He doesn't regret choosing us. He doesn't repent and say, I'm sorry that I made man. That was in Genesis. I'm sorry that I made men. But he's not saying that I'm sorry that I made the church. He's not saying that right now. Okay? Because the church is special. The church is made of angels and much more. That when you get the revelation of what the church is made of, you will be jumping up and down in heaven. The church is made of angels and much more in the flesh. Okay? Remember the revelation to Abraham? Out of thy loin, your seed will be like the star angel, like the center of the sea, earthly being. So the angel born under his seed in flesh there today are men and women serving God, my brother and sister. And in the last day, God's been revealing to them their angels. And they're happy that they know the angels. Okay? And much more than angels. Much more than angels. It's not limited. God is not limited by anything. It's much more than angels that are down here serving God in the flesh. The only thing is you don't see who they are. They can be a creature for 20 feet, creature made by God, beautiful and awesome, with six wings, in the flesh like a human, struggling like you, finding a job, working for low pay, and much more. As some people say. But they're special creatures. They're beings made by God. Okay? What did Jesus say to the disciple? Go preach my gospel unto all creatures. Unto all creations. He didn't say, go preach my gospel unto all men. No. The word comes out of the Hebrew. All creatures. All creatures. That means that there's not only angels, there are other creatures that are being saved for what Jesus did on the cross. He died for all creatures, all creation. The word is creatures. Creature is the original word that was translated into English and Spanish. Creatura, creatures. It's a translation of the word from the Hebrew. For the gift and calling out without repentance. For in time past, ye have not believe God, ye have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Okay? God said, I'm working with you now, my child. Yeah, you'll come. You'll believe. I know you're full of unbelief by the teaching of many teachers and Harvard University and colleges. But I'll get that out of you. I hope you understand that the knowledge is demonic, diabolic, and earthly. But once you understand my knowledge and my wisdom, all that you receive from those professors in the school, you know that it's garbage from the pedahead and the heart of Satan, from demons that are teaching in those colleges. Once you know this from fallen demons and all that are creeping in there unaware, as the apostle said, teaching them, I'm going to have to read it for you. Thank you, Lord. They have crept in there unaware, they say. The apostle said, mind you, hallelujah, praise you, Lord. For the certain men who have crept unaware, and it's not, you know, but Brother Elby, are you trying to offend those brothers and sisters that don't agree with us, that you know, they want to come into the church and disagree with us, which we have to respect and I'm not referring to that. I'm going to show you that I'm not referring to that. Let me keep reading so you know that these are demons. Okay? These are demons. Look. For certain men who are crept unaware, who were ordained of old for the condemnation, condemned, when Satan and his demon were cast out of heaven, they came down to the darkness and the earth, and hell was made for them. And that's why a lot of them are tormented in hell. That's why the kingdom of the devil is in hell. That's why there's so much evil down there. Okay? Then when the serpent went into the garden, God told, after the serpent made Adam and Eve sin, God told Eve that the seed of the serpent, men and women, and the seed of Adam and Eve, men and women, will be coming against each other. Okay? Basic. This is biblical basic. Okay? Condemnation on godly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, denying the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Do they know what they're doing? Yes. Yes, they know. Do they know whom they are? Yes, they do. Brother Larry asked Father, these men in the flesh, these demons in the flesh, do they know who they are? Father said, yes, my son. They know whom they are, my son. So Brother Larry, he was all worked out. But Father, how can this be? Humanity don't know who they are. People don't know. Look at people. But they know who they are, this demon of the flesh. Yes, my son. They know who they are, Father said to Brother Larry. He called me on the phone and he was telling me, Brother Elby, how can this be? These demons of the flesh, they know who they are. What did God say? The seed of the serpent, those are the sons and daughters of Satan, will be against the seed of the woman. Genesis 3. It's there. Then the parable of Jesus, of the enemy, he planted the good seed, men and women and angel, and then comes the devil and planted his own seed, demons. And the worker, the angel, wanted to separate these innocent men and women of God from these other Satan seed, these demons, so the demon will do no harm to them. But the Lord said, no, do not so. Because if you take the seed, let them grow together, and on the end of the harvest, we can remove them at the end of the harvest, the end of age, the end of time. Time of the end, after the rapture, what do you think the Great Tribulation is for? That's what the Great Tribulation is for, to remove these reptilians, to remove these evil fallen ones. God's going to show all the seed of the serpent for whom they are. Okay? Someone sent me a link of this doctor is talking about DNA. And it's showing what happened to the really good information, really good. I thank you all for that. really good information. This doctor is putting her clinic in if someone know her name, please let me know her name. I forgot. Her license in risk by revealing this in her clinic, because she's showing what happened when you're vaccinated, what happened to your DNA. Your DNA is pure as God made it. No, that's not Penny. Penny Dana Grazia, Sister Penny Dana Grazia revealing that. It's another good doctor. The DNA looks pure without the vaccines. Nice and order. After the person gets vaccinated with COVID-19, it began to turn. The DNA under the microscope began to turn. It's like it's changing into a zombie. How many of us have dreamed over the year from the Lord, from God Almighty, of humanity turning into zombies? I mean, people in the chat room was begin to type and say, "Brother, oh yeah." How many of you have dreamed of people turning into zombies, werewolf, beast, like, and so much more? How many of you have these dreams over the years? Come on, someone. I know there's many of you up there having this dream of people turning into zombie and so much more. Yes, someone say yes. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, God's been showing his people what would happen in the end of time. Yes, James Ruley, thank you. What would happen in the end of time? The vaccine is turning people into zombies. And how is that a protection from people for people? No. It's actually a weapon against humanity that they're using. Biological one. In fact, it's terrible. They're turning people into zombies. And when the Great Tribulation began, the Lord had no choice but to reveal what is hidden. The real agenda will get revealed during the Great Tribulation. Once it began, you'll see all these zombies. Even, yeah, thank you for that. Even the CDC have warned a zombie on the website. They know what they're doing. I don't know how do I end up going from a fasting and talking about this. But God knows why. Some people have taken the information lightly. I decided not to believe. But now that they're seeing the result around the world, the news and so much more, they're like, wow. Wow. What we ignore has come to be a fact in front of us. Hallelujah. That's a good movie, Sister, World War C. I'm going to have to watch it. I was thinking last week about that movie. I need to go back and watch it, okay, because it really shows. And it shows it in Israel, too, in that movie. People turning into zombies. The only thing, they run really fast in that movie, okay? But it's a reality. It's a fact. Turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, and I am the only God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put in your remembrance that ye once knew this, how the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who they believed not. Why did the Lord destroy, after he delivered the people, he destroyed the rest? Because the rest was the seed of the Rephaim, Nephthalim, Reptilian, and so much. It was their fallen angels seized. So the Lord destroyed them. If the Lord left them, they would have continued to pursue God's people to harm them in one way or another. It would have always been this fight. That's why certain nations, God told the children of Israel to fast and come to him that he will fight for them. And the Lord came and smitten all of them. All their carcass, all they saw, giants and all of them together, the Lord destroyed them all. Why was the Lord so eager to destroy these nations? For the same fact that there was a seed of fallen angel. And all they're going to do is harm the children of Israel, confuse them with their idolatry and evil. Hallelujah. That's the fact. That never changes. Even if we're in 2021 today, that's a fact. Evil is evil. my brother and sister, they've already been condemned. And they want to lead other people to hell in the lake of fire. That's all they want to do. All they want to do. But we need to be aware of them, like the word. Verse 6. And the angel who came out of the first state, but left their own habitation, he had reserved an everlasting chain under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Those cannot be released. I met them. Believe me. When they fought me, they fought me with everything they had. They just fought me. They are locked in a square box in hell. You know, I heard a testimony years ago of them being there, and I started praying for the Lord to take me there for me to see them. I just wanted to see them. That was a really wrong prayer on my part. Really. But everything has a benefit in the Lord. Everything works for the good. And so when the Lord took me in there and let me in there, and I began to see these 200 locked up Nephthalians full of evil in their heart, oh, man, they began to attack me, and I began to fight them. All the time I was there, I was fighting them, and they kept coming, and they kept coming. They're so evil and wicked. My brother and sister, we under the power of God, okay, are kept by God, but they're wicked. They'll fight you to the end. And the Lord has them locked in there. They can't get out. They can't get out. And he's having them there, not under the great tribulation, under the great judgment. That means they're never getting out of there. Because look at their seat. He locked them on their Atlantica. And they're going to be released during the great tribulation. They're so wicked. I have no idea. Their parents are more evil. But these are wicked giants. And they're going to cause so much pain and hurt into this humanity. Like humanity had no idea. People should be looking to be going home in the rapture. Because whoever stayed behind, oh my Lord, oh my God, is going to go through so much pain and suffering like they had no idea. No idea. I see people crying in the Great Tribulation, regretting the day that they were born. It's terrible, my brothers and sisters. Terrible. What's coming. Verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the city around them, even. Talks about the angel, and talks about even Sodom and Gomorrah. They've been around for a few years. Even Sodom and Gomorrah, the city around them, like in the manner given themselves of fornication, going after strange flesh, set forth an example of suffering and the vengeance of eternal fire. Okay? Strange flesh is what God called his fallen one. Okay? Humanity he called flesh. Okay, dust from the earth, but these are strange flesh. How they are, how do they become to be? Okay, what is Paul explained this to the Corinthian, that a body that is earthly is earthly, heavenly is heavenly. So that means whatever is burned on this earth, even if it comes from the evil one, must it come in the flesh. Strange flesh, reprobated. Evil, wicked. These are the seed of the fallen angel. My brother, they're strange because this earth was not made for them. It was made for the seed of Eve. But the Eve opened the door for Satan, and Satan then her seed, Cain. After Cain, now Satan will have his sons and daughters on the earth. And they're more than the seed of Eve. More. The seed of Eve, in my number, I would say this, there are about maybe 300 million people, and the seed of the serpent is, oh my Lord, a lot more than what you can imagine. Look how little Israel, you want to compare it? Look how little Israel was in the book of Judges, a few hundred thousand people. The rest of the nation were in the millions with the army. When God encountered them to fight them, God destroyed those millions of that nation. And there were still other millions in the other nations around and about. My brother, they multiply so quickly because they have to fornicate. They don't believe in marriage. It's fornication, fornication, more baby, more baby. Because that's how these principality evil one wants to multiply. That's how they're going to have their army. That's what the Lord showed me last week. With the devil's army, the hybrid. They are a numbers you cannot even imagine. That's why when you see, read in Revelation about the last battle, it talks about like the sin of the sea, or great numbers of the enemy. Okay, why is so many of them? Because their secret is they're multiplying. They have built a city under the earth city, 1,000 feet below, larger than any city we ever known up here. And they're multiplying, multiplying, multiplying like the sin of the sea. When they come out of here, you're going to see the largest army you ever saw. China and everything we know together will be little compared to what they have. Will be like a quarter compared to everything you see. Like, what? Where did this army come out of? Why there's so many of us? That's what they do. So the devil went busy doing, getting his armies for the last day, preparing his armies for the last day. My brother and sister. But, you know, we don't need to worry. Greater is them that are with us, that they are with them. That's why those that stay behind when they open their eyes, when they turn on the camcorder or the cell phone to record, they're gonna need a large scream and say, wow, what a large army. They've been getting ready secretly, my brother and sister. But it's in the Bible. We just got to read the Bible. Okay? Hallelujah. Likewise, also the filthy dreamer, the fire of the flesh, despise dominion, speak evil of dignity. Yet Michael, yet Kanye, archangel, when he contending with the devil and disputing about the body of Moses, they are not to bring against him in railing accusation, but say, the Lord rebuke thee. But these evil of those things which they not know, but what they come to know naturally, a brute beast, those things they corrupt themselves. The evil that they know since men's is both fallen since the garden, hallelujah, shalom sister, hallelujah, that's all they plan, that's all they want, they do evil. Okay? My brother and sister, we were reading back in Chronicle how God destroyed all this army of them and all the blessing that they have, all the gold riches, the God's people took them. And they're coming under the change of wealth. Like when the Egyptian had all that wealth and God took them out, all that wealth went to the children of Israel and they come out with their diamond, gold, and so much more out of Egypt. The church also needs to have a same experience in the last day. All these wealthy, like Bill Gates, all these people that have all this wealth, that they're doing nonsense with them. Okay, the seed of the devil, they're going to lose it. The Lord's going to take it away from them. And then make them lose that word and give it to his people. So all the work that Microsoft have done since the late 70s, all that wealth is going to pass to the children of God. It happens in the past. It will be repeated again. There's nothing they can do. When the Lord say, okay, I'm doing this, there's nothing they can do. Okay? My brother and sister, it's very important that we begin to fast tomorrow. The Lord told me this week, he wants his children, he wants the family fasting together starting tomorrow. Very important. Because the Lord is going to bless his people. No matter what happens in the world, the economy falls next week, next month, that's to the world. We don't need to be concerned with that. Our focus is on Jesus as our provider. Let's say judgment starts next week or next month, whenever it's coming. We are ready with the Lord. Okay, the Lord will keep us, provide to us. Okay, help us. The Lord will help us. That's what God wants to do, but our heart needs to be in him. My brother and sister, begin your fasting tomorrow with the Lord. Hallelujah. Begin your fasting. God has his plan. And he is in control. The Lord is in control. God is in control. And when he's going to do something, he'll do it. Not going back. When he decides to do something, he's going to do it. He promised us this revival, he's going to do it. He said that we will see judgment before the rapture. We're going to see it. Three signs he's given us. Earthquake in California, Eastern tsunami, and the war in Israel. And we're out. We're out. The beginning of the war in Israel, we're out. My brother and sister, the church is practically out. The celebration has been going on in heaven. The only thing missing is the church, the bride. Where's the bride? Where's the bride? Everyone in heaven is ready. Ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This fasting, the Lord spoke to me two morning ago to do it. Tell these people to do it. This is important. Do it as family. Tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your family, your brother, your sister. The Lord says to do it as family, this fasting. It's important. Thank you, Lord. Do it as family together. It's how the Lord wants us to be done. Because remember, when he provides to eat in our house, it's for everybody. Everybody eats in the house. Well, some people eat, some people don't. No, everybody eats. So it's planning for everybody to have to eat, okay? You tell the family, and then you leave it after them, and then you do your part. If people are vaccinated, that's another thing, my brother and sister. But you tell them, you let them know. Because he makes his son comes out of good and evil. He gives air for good and evil. The last thing, no. Because when they go hungry and they see you with food, they're going to ask you for it. Okay? Let's just think, think about it. This is all a testing to all humanity. These are the final tests. No one expected COVID-19. No one expected COVID-19 vaccine years ago. No one expected it. My brother and sister. So it's the fact of the matter that these things are unfolding quickly, right before our eyes. And whatever judgment the Lord will bring next, nothing happens unless the Lord says yes. And that's it, because he's in control. God is in control. And when he says yes to the next judgment, it's going to come. It's going to come, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's a fact that we are living in the last day before the return of Jesus. Woe unto them, verse 11. For they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily after the arrow of Balaam, for their reward and punishment and gainsaying of Korah. There you go. What was the way of Cain? Judgment. Destruction. My brother and sister, God did not receive Cain offering, neither Cain. What Cain had to say to God meant nothing. For Cain was not of Adam. He was of the evil one, Satan, my brother and sister. And Abel was just, righteous, of Adam. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In order for God to continually increase that, he needed to have another son called Seth. He needed to set them straight. Seth was the son who God used them to set them straight. That's what fasting is about, to set us straight. We read it in Isaiah 58. Break the yoke, the bondage. My brother and sister, the chain. Set us straight. So Cain set to set them straight. And then the generation of them began to call upon the name of the Lord, the Bible says, through Seth, began to call upon God, began to depend on God. Then came Lamech. Enoch was one the greater prophet ended in that time. And Lamech had Noah, my brother and sister. And Noah was the prophet, the man of God that got used to prophesy for 120 years, to preach to them 120 years. And they did not receive his message. Not even one soul he won for the kingdom. And the Bible said that only righteous God found was Noah. Nobody else was righteous, not even his sons. Noah was the only righteous God found in that generation. And so God spared his wife and his son and his son's wife. My brother and sister. That's what a lot of people say, that maybe through the wife of the sons of Noah came the seed that should have not come. Because the giant came before and afterward. We know that before, they got destroyed with water. But all of a sudden, they appear afterward. And then people, where did these giants come from? So it did not came from Noah and his wife. It must have come from one of the wife of the sons of Noah. Because if no one else, everybody in that generation were all contaminated, my brother and sister, which we call today bassinated. What the Bible calls contaminated, we call it today bassinated. Because we're modern. We're under the CDC today. And FEMA and so much more. So the Bible calls contaminated, we call it bassinated, or COVID-19 by sin, we call it. The contamination. God revealed to this woman that those that are bassinated, their names that are bassinated with COVID-19 by sin, their names are removed out of the book of God, she says. That is, Father told me they will not be part of his kingdom. So that kind of sounds the same. The name removed from the book of Lamb. That's incredible. That's something that it really is something to meditate about. Taking that by sin really, really get people in a lot of trouble, more than what they can handle. But we know that Jonah and his disobedience in the whale belly, which he was dead, because he found himself in the belly of hell, in hell. His body was in the fish belly, but his soul was in hell because he cried out of the belly of hell, he says. Not out of the belly of the whale, he says. He cried out to God out of the belly of hell. That means he saw demons and people down there being punished. My Lord, where am I? He was in hell. And he said he cried out to God out of there. And God delivered him. God heard his prayer out of hell. And so brought him back to his body and made his body alive again, and the world bombed him into Nineveh. It was a tremendous miracle. Remember Pastor John telling me one time, the greatest miracle that the people of Nineveh saw, that's why they repented when he prophesied, was when they saw the whale bombing him in the shore. When all those people in Nineveh saw the whale, which it was a god to them, bombing this man, that's why they listened to him, because the whale was their god, or one of their gods, and they respected the whale very much in Nineveh. They had a lot of images of the whale in Nineveh, because it was one of their gods that they worshiped. And then the whale opened the mouth and bombing Jonah into the shore. They thought that Jonah was the son of the god. So when he told them to repent, because judgment was coming within 40 days, Nineveh was going to be destroyed, the people, the king, everyone started repenting, because they say, a son of the God came to us and prophesied that we must repent, that this city will repent. To them, he was like a god. But God told Moses, I'm going to make you like a god among the Egyptians, to them. And the word of the Lord was in the mouth of Moses. So when Moses, because Pharaoh and them were believed that they were gods, and they were worshipped, and that when they will die, they will be resurrected again. So God, in order to let them know that he is greater than all of them, he made Moses like unto a god to them. So when Moses spoke judgment came immediately from the throne of heaven. Then God says to Moses, unto this day, the plague of the locusts is coming. And Moses was standing in front of the people in Egypt and say, the locusts are coming, saith the Lord. Immediately they were coming in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you fast, you're making your soul, your spirit, eat out of God's presence, his water and his bread, which is his word. That's what you're doing. You're letting your spirit and your soul feed from God spiritually. You're feeding spiritually. That's what you're doing when you're fasting. You're keeping God in your mind, soul, and spirit. Okay? That's why the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. He's willing to what? I was reading to someone, Psalm, thank you, Lord, 23. Hallelujah. In Psalm 23, God has revealed to you what happened to you and you when God is in your life. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He lead me beside still water. This is all spiritual right here. He restored my soul. He lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Though yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they come for me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of thy enemy. Thou anoint me my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Why is there a table being prepared by God for you? Because you're eating. You're eating in the spirit. Your spirit's eating from God. Your spirit being filled. What did Jesus say to a Samaritan woman? That if you eat from the water, you will die. But if you eat from the water that I give you, will lead you to everlasting life. You're eating from the spirit. Your spirit eating from God when you fast. Oh, your spirit is rejoicing, being filled with his water, with his bread, the word. Man will not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of God's mouth. You're eating the bread of heaven, the spirit of bread that takes away your hunger. That's what you're doing when you fast. You need to eat from heaven, not just earthly, heaven. Heaven, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall be thirst again. But whoever drinketh out of the water that I give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Drink. Drink water, my brother, my sister. Hallelujah. Drink his water. Drink Jesus. Drink of the Spirit. Get into fasting with the Lord. The Lord wants us to fast. He's going to open the windows of heaven for us. He's showing me when we do these fasting for him. My brother and sister, get into his presence. Seek him. Seek his will through this. And watch what the Lord will do with you, for you. He is for us. The word is he will help us during this time that is coming. The world will be broken, but what's coming. But the church will be restored mightily in the Lord, because we are mighty in his mind and his power. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Don't miss the program, the Bible study on Tuesday night. Hallelujah. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord Jesus Christ give you his shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful night with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Shall be manifested. So lift up your hands and lift up your eyes.
shall be revealed, and there shall be an increase measure that shall come upon you, and you'll shake off the dust of the past and arise and shine, for the glory of God shall be revealed, and I'll dress you up in some new clothes, says the Lord, and give you access to my presence, and you'll enter into a new day, for I have turned your captivity, and now your mouth is filled with laughter.
The work of the Holy Ghost is to shake and limit.